10 Sudbury area businesses ranging in diversity from beekeeping to industrial equipment manufacturing will share in provincial funding of $4.2 million. The money, provided through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund, will go toward the purchase of new equipment and the expansion of operations, with the expectation of creating 55 jobs in the region. Supporting Northeastern Ontario's entrepreneurs and small and medium business owners has never been more important, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, in an October 28 news release. Business growth is key to healthy regional economies and communities. With this funding, our government continues to strengthen economic diversification and job creation across the North. A breakdown of the funding follows: $1 million for Resplast Manufacturing Limited in Sudbury to expand its production facility and purchase new equipment. $1 million for Diesel Electric Services in Sudbury to build a new facility, expand its track infrastructure, and purchase new equipment. $856,647 for Le Coupe Ice to renovate its facilities and purchase equipment to amalgamate its business operations. $400,000 for CCM Group Management Limited and Metex Manufacturing Limited in Lively to build a new facility and purchase new equipment to expand its operations. $378,400 for B&E Honeyfields Limited in Noaville to build a new storage barn for honey and beekeeping equipment, improve its shipping and receiving area, and purchase more honey boxes and frames to increase production. $218,300 for Vito Brand Foods Limited in Sudbury to renovate its facilities and purchase more equipment, and $66,400 to help the company create new product lines. $169,264 for Canarini Designer Kitchens Inc. in Sudbury to purchase new automated equipment to improve efficiency and capacity. $145,268 for Top Steel Corporation in Valcarren, a manufacturer of rollover protective structures and falling object protective structures, to purchase equipment and build a testing facility. $33,638 for Old Rock in Sudbury to purchase new equipment to increase the capacity and efficiency of its coffee manufacturing, and $22,730 for Land and Sea Aquatics Inc. in Sudbury to purchase new equipment and renovate its facility to allow for expansion. According to the ministry, since June 2018, the NOHFC has invested more than $374 million in 3,713 projects in Northern Ontario, leveraging over $1.3 billion in investment and creating or sustaining over 5,500 jobs.